The Milwaukee School District and some small and mid-sized ones have long called for the state to help make up for a gap in per-pupil spending compared with wealthier school districts. Governor Doyle says the issue won't be dealt with during the budget crisis this spring, but he does want a task force to craft a new school aid formula in time for the 2004-2005 school year. The McCallum administration held closed-door meetings in northern Wisconsin on the school funding issue, but Doyle says he wants a broad-based panel to do its work in the open. Doyle was asked if a change in aid automatically means higher property taxes in communities that would lose state money.
You know, these are always the issues that the commission has to look at. You know, in some ways, if communities want to raise their property taxes higher, that's their choice.
A group active in school issues, the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, says it's more confident Doyle's task force will help close the per-pupil funding gap. But MICA president, Pastor Joseph Jackson, says he's disappointed that Doyle has put off the issue for several more months.
To some extent, I can understand because of the shortness of time, but I am disappointed because there's one guy, I think his name is Dr. King, talked about if you wait too long, you'll find yourself in a deep freeze, and I don't want this thing to cool off.
At the Milwaukee event, Governor Doyle also repeated his promise to do something to improve teacher salaries, but he refused to say if his mid-February budget message will include a change in the QEO law that limits teacher pay hikes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.